Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 86 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm going to be talking about gold making in World of Warcraft. As we do every week, I'll talk through my week in terms of gold making, what's going on with the game, and a discussion point. And this week I'll talk a little bit about the 30 days to a token challenge that I've done a couple of times, and I've just started another run. I won't be documenting this one on the blog. It's going to be just some video series for my patrons. So we started that on Friday last week, so about 5 to 6 days in. But before we head into that, it's time to thank our patrons, who are responsible for making sure that I can create this podcast. So I do really appreciate it. If you want to join us and get access to, amongst other things, my full TSM setup, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And now we'll go right on into this week's episode. So BFA, I did 3 full repost sessions this week, and I didn't do any purchasing, just reposting, just collecting my mailbox and posting everything back. And my sales were really strong. So we hit 2 million gold in sales, off of which 1.9 is from BOEs. And since I didn't spend any gold, that means we're now sitting at 17.9 million gold. So we're approaching 20 again. That's nice. BOE sales are still selling really well. Even though the corruption vendor is now live, there's still a great market for BOEs. You can't necessarily get the corruption you want right away. So if you have a lot of gold, then you might be willing to spend some gold to get it now rather than having to wait for however many rotations you have to wait before it it becomes available at the vendor. So the market's definitely still alive. I'm going to keep doing BOE flipping. I will probably change my approach a little bit and focus more on looking for high item level items and looking for sockets in particular. Sockets with a decent corruption, but I'm not going to pay too much premium for high corruptions, so I'm not going to look that much on the corruptions anymore, because item level and socket is going to be more important. Now, as I also mentioned, I'm redoing the 30 days to a token challenge yet again with a different approach, which we'll be talking about more later. I'm on day 6. So far, I'm doing better than the last time in terms of total sales. So that's nice, but I do have less gold, or at least less auction house value now than at the same point in the last time I did it. But last time I did it, I did way more farming early on, so we'll see. We'll probably do some more farming, possibly some raw gold, old raid farming, maybe something else. We'll see. Cooking has been the early carry, so that's nice. Of course, since I'm doing the 30 days to a token challenge, it means that the material flipping experiment I have been running, I've put that on the back burner. I can't do too many things at once in game. I still have classic raiding and gearing and gold making to contend with, as well as BFA. And I'm also leveling characters for BFA that aren't related to the challenge. So I'm putting the material experiment on hold until I finish the 30 days to a token challenge. So that's going to be nice. Nothing much to say, really, outside of the fact that this week went well. I should perhaps mention that one of the BOE sales was a whopping 700k for, I believe it was a Lurking Schemer's Band. Not often you see sales in that price class, but it's always amazing when you do. I'm just going to keep unloading. I haven't quite decided how often I'm going to buy BOEs going forward. We are eventually approaching the end of the market, but it seems very alive and well right now. So it feels like I should be doing it for a little while longer. I should be buying for a couple of weeks more. It feels that way, considering how consistent the sales have been lately. So most likely I'll do that, but, I never know for sure. So if we turn our attention over to Classic, I'm currently sitting at 4,200 gold in Classic, and I have auction house value of my items that I have posted is about 2,800. So just about the same total if you add those two up. as what I had last week. But with one important change, I now have 1,100 more gold and 1,100 less auction house value. So I've generated a nice bit of sales this week. I haven't spent as much gold this week as I did last week. That being said, I do have a decent amount of materials lying in my mailbox that I haven't processed yet. So the actual auction house value of the items that I have available is going to be even higher. So most likely we're looking at a couple of hundred gold increase since last week once I process everything and turn it into separate charges and potions. I've been slacking a little bit on the classic gold making. At least that's what it feels like to me, because I've been playing a little more BFA the last week. That being said, I still hit 2,900 gold in sales this week, which is in the typical range for my sales. They're almost always around 3,000 gold in sales per week. So my basic approach still working out fine. I haven't been finding much luck or having much luck with the flipping markets when I've been doing shopping scans. Very few deals. Overall, it's professions doing like the full carry, which is what it's usually been for me. In Classic, there are still flipping markets, but mostly they're not that valuable, so I focus on professions and doing tons of alchemy and engineering, because it's extremely profitable. So just working out very nicely. So if you look at the game, we now, for BFA, we have the Corruption Vendor has been live for a while now. And as I said, it hasn't had like the biggest effect on my overall numbers, but I'm sure some of my BOEs are now significantly less valuable. There is also the fact that Gushing Wound is about to get nerfed, which is also obviously have a huge effect on Gushing Wound pieces, which were incredibly popular due to the fact that Gushing Wound was the best PvP corruption. So they will probably lose a lot of value, both due to the fact that they are double dipping, essentially, both the nerf and the ability to buy it at the vendor when it has the Gushing Wound corruption active, which isn't going to be every day all the time, but it's going to be there. So put those together, I think Gushing Wound is going to be something that you might feel sad if you stocked up on those. They were incredibly expensive and you could have made a million gold perhaps on one item. Most likely that's not going to happen now though. So yeah, Classic, there's really nothing to say. Classic is in it's going to be in the same state until phase 5 opens, essentially. Of course, as you may have noticed if you're reading the blog, I've started looking more ahead to phase 5 items, quests, things you can do to prepare. As I always say, I'm not a huge fan of doing large-scale investment for a patch. That being said, you can make gold doing it. I just don't like doing it myself too much. It's very risky. And you can get it wrong because you have no idea how much people have been stockpiling. And of course, in Classic, everyone knows what's coming. So people have the ability to stockpile because they know exactly which items and materials we're going to need more of. But on the other hand, of course, there's a lot of people who still won't get it in time, who aren't going to buy it ahead of time, so you will see sales. That's certainly what we saw with Phase 4, Phase 3, Phase 4 with a huge increase in Black Lotus sales, for instance, or Black Lotus prizes on a lot of realms. As suddenly people needed these for the Edge of Madness boss, which a lot of classes wanted you for the trinket. So we'll probably see something similar happen for Phase 5, I expect. But which items? Some items are people know about. People are stacking a lot of Greater Nature Protection Potions and Elemental Earths, so they might be more risky. Less risky things would be something that people aren't as aware of. So stuff like Hammer of the Northern Winds, which is a BOE that's useful for Visidus, the fight that needs to take frost damage. So look for those if you want to prepare for Phase 5. So now it's time for this week's discussion point. And I'm going to be talking about the 30 Days to a Token challenge. So I've, as I mentioned, I've started it, started doing it again. This is the third time I'm doing that in BFA, all three times actually. And I'm going to be doing it a little bit differently this time. Of course, this time it's going to be patron only because we hit 500 patrons, and that's the reason why I'm doing it as a video challenge, which was one of the stretch goals we had. So that's pretty amazing. But we're going to do it a little bit differently. So the first two times I did it, I had just a fresh level 120 character with absolutely nothing except the gold I got from leveling. But this time around, I'm going to be using more than one character. I'm going to be using three characters. That's where I put the limit. I feel that with the current experience buff, a lot of people who get into gold making will have access to at least one level 110 alt. If they pre-ordered Shadowlands, they'll have a boost. They'll even have another 120. If they played in BFA, they might. If they bought BFA, they'll have a 110 boost. So there are probably most people will have boosts enough there. And the experience buff where it's relatively easy to get another professional going. So I'm going with three. So that's going to be interesting. It's not a huge deal. I just picked three of my characters that were 110 by looking at the profession spreadsheet to try to figure out which professions I wanted. I'm doing this on a realm where all of my characters are very old. And have a lot of recipes that I don't want to lose, so it's completely out of the question to reroll professions on any of them, so I just had to pick the three best ones, which amongst other things means that I won't be able to do any sort of gathering with mining or herbalism, which I might have considered doing, but that's not going to happen. So I can do fishing, that's the only gathering I can do essentially, and then I can do farming, but my only level 120 character doesn't even have tailoring, so 2x4 farming is also going to be relatively less impressive, but we'll see. So one thing I've really noticed, since this is the third time I'm doing it, and I'm doing it on a third realm, is that realm differences are very real. The methods that I used the last time I did this, which was just a couple of months ago, they are completely irrelevant on the realm where I'm doing it right now. So the 8.3 food, inscription, those professions, not where I'm going to be making my gold. I am going to be making my gold with cooking. So far, I've made most of my gold with cooking. I've gotten a couple of the 8.2 recipes with rank 3 from the work orders. I got pretty lucky with those, actually. So that's very nice. I've also done some spare part farming and some ionized minnow farming just to craft a bunch of big mechs because they don't require almost any gold outlay, so that's pretty nice, and they're easy to farm a lot of those. It's the reason why they're so cheap. So that's it. Now, one thing I'm planning to do this time around is to get into uncanny gear as soon as possible on my blacksmith. That was one of the markets that stood out because I'm doing this on a hype up realm this time around, and I can really feel the fact that. That profit margins are much lower than they often are on the realms where I've done this before. They've been lower population realms. On a higher population realm, it's harder to get started. But the sale rate is pretty strong for the food, so we have that going for us at least when the price is right. So we'll see. Of course, I'm trying to hit sort of a balance in terms between the two times I did it before. The first time I did it, we needed all 30 days. The second time I did it in 20. But I did spend a little bit too much time in game, I feel like, for the second attempt, and a little bit too much time farming. So we're going to try to do a little less farming and a little more aggressively getting into uncanny gear, which has required a lot of gold. So we'll see. Like my start has been good. I've generated more sales than I did last time. But my auction house value has been lagging behind because I've been investing a lot of that gold into leveling professions. So I'm just going to go through the professions that I'm going to be using and what I'm going to be using them for. So as I mentioned, of course, blacksmithing, that's probably the main one that I'm hoping to get a lot of use out of. I'm already at level 162, something like that, so just a couple of levels to go. The issue has been getting expulsive because someone has reset the price on Tide Spray Linen, but we should be getting there pretty soon. Of course, that means we have to have tailoring, so I picked my tailored leather worker. Tailoring is mostly just going to be for Tide Spray Bracers. Potentially bags and uncanny gear down the line. But the druid that I have tailoring leatherworking on is level 118. And I'm probably not going to have enough capital to do several professions worth of uncanny gear. So we'll stick with that. Enchanting, I have enchanting on my shaman. And I'm only going to use enchanting for one thing, and that's to disenchant rare proc Tide Spray Bracers. Just to be active in another market and to generate a little bit of gold while doing the Expulsum Shuffle. Long term, I would have to have the enchanting rod to make gold with enchanting, and I'm not going to be able to get there in time, so we're not going to do that. That's something I did a lot of when I did the challenge for the first time. But it can be profitable here as well, but I don't think it's worth it compared to other methods, and I would have to level my shaman, which is level 110. Then we have Inscription. That's the other profession that I have on my max level character, my Death Knight. I've been doing some talent reset tomes. I might do some war scrolls because they look profitable, but I'm not expecting to level Inscription all the way because the recipes at max level just are not worth it. So we're going to stick to talent reset tomes and probably craft up about 10-20 of each war scroll and just keep them posted and see what happens. Hopefully blacksmithing, that's like my main hope, is that blacksmithing and uncanny gear will be good. So I'm gonna have to farm some marks of honor. I've started working on the current brawl. We barely lost the match there, so that's annoying, so we'll have to do that a couple more times. At least I got one mark, so we'll try to get there, because it looks like getting enough expulsion might be a real issue. So shaving off some time and some money is needed for Expulsum is going to be a great boon for the challenge. So when I started doing these challenges, I was hoping to find some sort of blueprint or generalized way of getting to your first token. Because this is, of course, the first hurdle and like the main challenge that people who get into gold making, they often set their sights on getting enough gold to buy a token. That's like the first step. But so far, it looks like the optimal way will vary from realm to realm and will vary heavily from patch to patch as well. Which means that I won't be able to make like one guide outside of some specific steps that you can always take. Number one is, of course, to take a look at professions on your realm, which are profitable, which have recipes that you can get in a reasonable amount of time and that you can expect to sell. That's going to be different, and that's going to be informing the choice of professions on your main, which is very important. Then you have, of course, like which farming methods can you access, because farming is an important part. In terms of getting your first token, if you can do some farming, that's going to heavily accelerate the time frame, so that's something you should really look into. And doing something like similar to what I did the last time, where you do some mining and herbalism first, and then you swap out your gathering professions for crafting professions once you have a decent amount of gold, that's also something to consider. If you can, but since I'm using all my old character, that's going to be out of the question this time around. But once you have that, then you can start focusing on those recipes. And of course, I've even recently written about this, like when you're starting out, you want to focus on fast-selling items that don't cost too much to craft and have recipes that you can obtain in a reasonable amount of time, because you want to get them out onto the auction house as soon as possible. So for instance, alchemy and BFA isn't going to be particularly good on the level 110 alt, because you need rank 3 recipes and you need the tool of the trade, which you have to be max level to obtain. So that's not going to be a particularly good option, obviously. Then you have other classes, other professions that might have significantly better options for people starting out. Inscription, you have stuff like the talent reset tomes that might be profitable at rank 2. You have cooking, that's fairly easy to get into. It's very cheap to level. And you can hopefully get lucky with the rank 3 recipes from World Quests, or just the 8.3 foods for visions if they're profitable. So just look for markets like that. Of course, you also want to prioritize stuff that sells quickly, because you need to get your gold back so you can buy more cheap materials. But it's going to be fun. As I said, I'll be documenting the challenge. Well, I'll be tracking it in my spreadsheet as per usual. So I have all the data, but I probably won't be writing any blog posts specifically about this. But I will be making videos every 2 to 3 days where I go through what I've been doing and how it's been working. But those videos are going to be patron only. So if you want to check those out and play along with me, then now is the time to pledge. So that's going to be the end of the show today, guys. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more content, then you can read all about gold making at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you enjoyed the show, you want to support it and get access to the videos from the 30 Days to a Token Challenge, then you can go right ahead and support me on patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And with a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.